This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Welcome to America's favorite game show, Where's the Sex?
Tonight on Where's the Sex, we're going to see Steve-O Boris try to take on a terrible fan fiction. Will he survive? Will he drink himself into a stupor? Will there actually be sex? Find out on America's favorite game,
Where's the Sex?
Spoiler alert, no, yes.
All right, Steve-O, you've got 130 pages in this story.
No.
Your challenge is to find the one page that has the sex. Your time starts now.
Page 104.
Yep.
Live from Steve-O's basement, it's Friday Night Fan Fiction, the online internet game show where everybody wins and everybody loses. Tonight we have some of those unsavory fan-written fiction imaginable being read by our wonderfully selected candidates, the contestants. Our talented staff, the referee, will be watching them with eagle ears to make sure they maintain their composure or die trying. Did I say die? I meant to say drink. It's wacky. It's outrageous. It's America's favorite pastime next to football, baseball, basketball, NASCAR, and poker. It's Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Hello, my name is Steve-O, and this is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I'm extremely happy to bring you this bunch of wholesome goodness that has absolutely nothing erotic in it whatsoever.
Guys, why did Steve-O get super drunk way early?
I don't know.
Steve-O, what the fuck are you talking about? This isn't wholesome at all.
I'm talking about these wonderful passages that have absolutely nothing erotic in them whatsoever.
I mean,
what about that time that the nurse jerked off Harry into a vial?
Oh, that was for medical purposes and had absolutely nothing sexual about it whatsoever.
But no, hang on. Actually, Logan, you left right after you finished that segment, didn't you, last week?
I don't remember. Oh, wait, no, I did because I had to go get groceries.
Yeah, so you finished on her saying, I need a semen sample, but that the next segment or the next two segments...
Did it not happen?
It did not happen. We cut away. I relished in Steve-O's.
Just like the most wonderful public programming, it faded to black before anything possibly explicit could even potentially happen.
It literally just went like, oh, the girls descended upon Harry to have a massive boning session for the next 30 minutes, and then it's like, oh, Madame Pomfrey was outside doing tests.
I've given up on even asking where's the sex. God, sex isn't even a thing that I think about anymore. This fanfic has made me celibate.
Who's closest to Steve-O's house who can go there and slap him right now?
This is Friday Night Fanfiction, and hopefully, possibly, maybe get to the sex tonight. I'm not even going to bother introducing these people. Okay, fuck it, I will do it. Tonight, joining myself will be Logan, David, if he ever fucking joins the call, Roy, Wolfboy, Sam, Kunal, and Brad. And dive right into it. Logan, read your two passages. Just go. We're on page 79 of Maho Shoujo Booty Dumbest.
Hold on. This podcast is rated M for Mature. If you have a harem, then you're allowed to listen.
Oh, okay. Then I'm good.
Damn it.
Wait, what the fuck is... this is the character sheets. That's the wrong PDF.
Well, yeah, that's right. And you don't even need to look at the character sheets because you don't have one.
Wow, what a dickhole.
Whoever wrote character sheets for us, if you're listening this week, make one for Logan. I'm pretty sure he is a member of the regular staff. He deserves it.
Oh, yeah, you know, I have just been a member of the regular staff for longer than you.
Oh, pulling seniority! Oh, he's getting sexy already.
I could have something ready in about a month if you get me the sample by tomorrow, the nurse answered. I've worked with sympathetic magic in healing before, so that part will be easy enough. It would also help if you could get some documentation on how this dialysis... Wow, that's not a word that I expected in this fic. This dialysis works. Magic can do many things, but I'd prefer knowing how the original device works. That could cut the time needed to maybe make it by a week. I'll have a house elf deliver a venom sample and the paperwork for a dialysis machine before first period starts tomorrow morning, Harry promised firmly.
Great.
Wait, that brings up an important question. Has Harry had his first period yet?
I don't
if he has not.
Now practiced. I can't unsee it.
What does that have to do with dialysis?
Why is there a fanfic?
Well, there is blood involved.
Medical supplies.
I don't.
I'm just getting annoyed at him.
What are they gonna hook him up to a dialysis machine and filter the woman out of him?
No, they're gonna filter the snake venom out of him because if he right now he's got you know that one bit of run of Spider-Man where he killed I think Mary Jane because he had. That's basically what Harry's got going on right now.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
He kept some of Sasha's venom on hand just in case and could print out the info she needed when he returned to his room. There was no way he was going to put something like this off. All right, then, Madame Pomfrey responded. Now that we've come up with a preliminary treatment plan for your most dangerous problem, we can focus on the issue you first brought up. In regards to your questions about puberty, I don't have any answers for you at the moment. As far as I can tell, you're going through puberty normally. What is truly strange is that you are showing mostly signs of feminine development rather than masculine, which makes no sense at all.
Hey guys, did you know that Harry's super feminine?
He's super feminine.
Super feminine.
I think I almost forgot.
Your genitals are normal, but that's about the only thing that is. Your bones are the right density for a male's, but you're growing like a female's would, broadening out the pelvis and hips rather than the shoulders and jaw. Your fat distribution, while little there is of it at the moment, is becoming distinctly feminine as well.
That's really rude.
Hey, shut up, fatty.
Oh.
You're also starting to show signs of developing breasts, though that's actually rather common among boys and normally temporary, like I said earlier.
So why say it again?
Because still, I feel like I need to remind you all these things.
Redundancy.
I kind of want a graph of number of references to Harry Potter being a girl by me.
Bro, get on that shit.
I've got 11 instances of feminine.
I tried to put it into my graphing calculator and it broke.
No, Steve, that's Super Mario Brothers.
I'm not certain that that will be the case with you. Pomfrey, massage your temples to stave off a headache. I can't find anything unnatural about the way your body is growing up, but something must be.
So you're turning into a girl except for your penis, and I don't think anything's wrong because it seems normal.
What? Being a girl. You got some woman hate in you?
No, this is Harry Potter Food Academy at this point.
Maybe it's a hormone imbalance, Holly offered. Strange things can happen when your body's chemistry is off. The nurse nodded her head. It's hard to tell for certain. His estrogen levels are higher than a normal boy's, but he's still fertile for some odd reason. Madame Pomfrey leaned forwards in her seat. We don't have anything to compare Harry with, so I can't say for certain what will happen. He may end up looking like a girl for the rest of his life if something isn't done.
So there are plenty of people who would kill for that.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people who have killed people like that.
That's true, too. Unfortunately.
So I'm never going to stop looking like I belong in a skirt rather than pants, eh? Harry responded with a sigh, interrupting the pair. Fran and Liz burst into laughter at the response. Pomfrey surprised herself by letting loose a laugh of her own. She shook her head. Indeed, the nurse drawled out. There may be a few ways to fix this problem, but it will take some time and experimenting to find out how to put you to rights.
Oh, I get it. He's turning into Bailey J.
Why did you have to bring up Bailey J?
Because Bailey J is a beautiful woman.
Do we really need to? Harry asked. What? Madame Pomfrey uttered in disbelief. Do we really need to fix this? He asked again. Is it an actual problem? Harry looked to Len and his servants, who all shrugged in answer. Mr. Potter, the nurse said. I can't tell how far your changes will extend. There's a good chance you could become a hermaphrodite. I think that counts as a problem. I'm honestly not seeing the problem here, Harry said in response. Madame Pomfrey gave Harry a queer look. She had been raised in a traditional household in the 40s and 50s. The nurse had then spent decades in wizarding Britain, which still clung to Victorian-era morals for the most part. The thought that Harry could be comfortable looking like a woman for the rest of his life was bizarre to her. Homosexuals and transsexuals were reviled by most people in wizarding Britain. They were especially hard on pure-blood homosexuals, since a gay heir could lead to the end of a family line. Madame Pomfrey...
Again, this is like Metal Gear's, like Kojima's writing. Just state the same thing over and over and over again.
Don't you ever compare this garbage...
Ow, my teeth!
...to anything by Kojima.
Ow!
I already did it last week.
Stop it. I think I was upset about that.
It's about on par.
Madame Pomfrey didn't care for the idea herself, and found Harry's response rather disturbing. Why is he hesitating to have this fixed? Any other person would panic at the thought of turning into some sort of she-male. She wondered if sharing his mind and body with a 1,000-year-old woman had changed the boy more than he had realized.
Oh, I wonder.
Mr. Potter, why are you even considering letting this happen? Madame Pomfrey wondered. Do you prefer boys? No, I just don't see the big deal, the demigod replied. I've always looked like a girl. I've gotten used to it, and I don't really see a reason to change it anymore. So I might end up with a set of boobs. That doesn't change anything. I'll still be me.
It won't change anything.
That is so rad, whoever said that.
Way to be good at your show, David.
So good at it! So David's going to be reading from the other room, apparently.
I hope so.
He's taking a leak. Just finish reading.
That is true!
Finish reading, Logan.
At least he didn't take the mic with him.
He can't. It's a desk-mounted
no, it's not.
Condenser mic.
Logan, keep reading.
No, he doesn't.
When did he switch?
Just read!
So I might end up with a set of boobs. That won't change anything. I'll still be me. Looking like or even becoming a girl doesn't change who I am at the core. He was serious about not caring.
At the core, where all the nougat is.
Yeah, his weird chimera nougat.
Oh,
Harry didn't base his identity on his gender like normal humans. Fucking normies. Looking even more feminine wouldn't change anything, as far as he was concerned. He honestly believed his family wouldn't care either, as long as Harry was happy. Harry was Harry, even when Harry was Amethyst.
Redundant statement for the 7th fucking sentence in the paragraph!
And then Harry remembered that his family's dead.
Holly giggled when she picked up that thought. Madame Pomfrey... blah, blah, blah. Madame Pomfrey's look turned suspicious at that. Harry said earlier that he only became a girl when Holly took control of his body. The way Harry had just confidently said becoming a girl doesn't change him. You sound rather certain of that. I am, Harry stated.
All right, Kunal.
So what I'm gathering so far is Harry Potter's becoming a girl?
Yeah, this is a crossover between Harry Potter and Fate's Day Night, but not Fate's Day Night itself, a fan fiction based on Fate's Day Night. And basically, he has like a bunch of protector female
I read a couple of chapters of Fate's Gamble. I'll come back to it later. But so I did a Google search for Harry Potter Fudo Academy. The first result is reviews for Harry Potter Fudanari one-shots on adultfanfiction.net. First one on this page. Good story. I'd like to see Harry with his mother next. Wish there were more stories that had Tonks having a dick or being able to change her pussy into a dick.
None of that.
Why are we not reading that?
Because we gotta read the backstory first. Get some context. To understand these characters and their motivations.
Half hour aside.
It's your turn.
The nurse decided to appeal to his friends instead. What do you all think? Or what do all of you think? Are you really all right with Mr. Potter here spending his life as only half a man?
Well, that's half more of a man than a lot of people are.
Now you're a man! At least half a man! Now you're a man!
Len nodded. She didn't care if Harry became a hermaphrodite. He was already planning to spend a sizable portion of his life as a female. I don't have any problem with it, Fran answered. I love Harry, no matter what. That's enough for me. I agree with Fran, Liz said. Besides, all of us girls are bisexual. We won't mind if he looks like a girl.
Mm. Bisexual.
Yeah, all bisexual.
Bisexual girls are so hot.
Mm. So hot.
So hot.
I have pistachios.
Actually, you'll notice in My Immortal, even though she always said that all the girls were bi, they never had sex with the girls. It was only ever guys.
Oh, like Snape and Lupin.
Not like Snape and Lupin. Snake and Lucan.
Yeah.
Snape and Lupin. Snap.
Oh, we should reread that.
No!
Never again.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it in my
free
time.
Keep going, Kunal!
Actually, I think Uriel and Stheno at least prefer when Harry really is a girl. Not that I blame them. Fran and Lennon nodded in agreement. They wouldn't blame the Gorgons for preferring Amethyst's body over Harry's. Harry's and Holly's combined form was damn hot. What? Came the flat question from the nurse.
What?
Were they all serious? And how would they know how Harry looks as a girl anyways? There was only one way the girls could be sure of what they said. And didn't Harry mention something about a recent change he wanted looked at? Harry took a deep breath. He was still hesitant to reveal his unisoned form.
Trademark.
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 To Madame Pomfrey. Holly was right at the beginning of the meeting, though. She needed to know what was going on. Well, that's actually the other reason we're here to see you. Holly and I may have separated for the moment, But we are still able to reunite.
With the power of Facebook.
Isn't that, like, a bit extraneous putting a dash in there?
No, I don't think so.
I think you just have it reunite.
Yeah, that's, like, one word.
Yeah.
Oh, apples and nuts don't go together. Ugh.
Yeah, they do. It's called...
Not pistachios.
Nuts. Oh, well, yeah.
Roy's editing the fanfiction again.
One's editing things.
Drink for Roy editing the fanfiction.
Speaking of which, I have new stuff tonight for drink.
Congratulations. Tell me after Kunal's done reading.
Okay.
I'll just drink this beer instead.
He's gonna
drink this beer.
Madame Pomfrey rocked back in her chair. What are you trying to say, Mr. Potter? Harry set Len back down on the bed and stood before the nurse. I think it would be easier to just show you. Ready, Holly? Unison in!
The quadruple quotes!
So...
two empty strings and then just regular narration, unison in.
It's like Mega Man doing his, like, ultimate transformation.
They're both saying at the same time, like Wonder Twins, right? I mean, like...
Yeah, that's what they're trying to imply, but they couldn't have just said Harry and Holly both said at the same time.
And hence the
unison
double...
Unison in!
It's like a Power Rangers morph, only with sexual.
With the sexual, sure.
Yeah, my brain don't work good now.
Maybe this is just an evolutional language. This is the way we should
too
be writing.
Too much fan fiction makes Steve-o something, something.
I invest good stock.
Enron?
Muffins.
The pair glowed and mixed together before Madame Pomfrey's eyes shocked eyes. Shocked eyes.
The transformation took a taser to her eyeballs.
Xenoclash 2? What? Why?
The light died down a second later, revealing a new person. In the spot where Harry had stood was a rather curvy young woman.
The animator got a little antsy on coffee and just drew curves everywhere.
And then Madame Pomfrey was like, hey, girl!
So are you a tsundere or are you a senpai?
This woman was super feminine, like way more feminine than you would have expected.
Mr. Potter, the nurse breathed out. So, is that really you? It's me, Madame Pomfrey, the girl replied with a smooth... honeyed voice.
Honey was dripping out of her mouth.
I just imagined her like gargling on honey, like.
I've heard prefer to use the name Amethyst Schweinhard, but I'm in this. Okay, get rather.
She's just gonna
get rather awkward if I went around calling myself Harry Potter while looking like this.
Well, we wouldn't want things to be awkward, you guys. Thank God things aren't awkward.
Seriously, though.
The young woman crossed her arms under her large breasts, lifted them slightly for emphasis. She then sat back down between Fran and Liz, crossing her legs demurely. Madame Pomfrey's eyes bulged in scandalized shock when she finally processed, just what Harry, now Amethyst, was wearing. The dress she wore covered her entire torso, but it molded against her body to reveal the entirety of her bosom for all to see. So it's... there's nothing there.
Buzzes.
Yeah. Titties.
What t-shirt?
No, it's like those like bodysuits in hentai mags that just, they're just like the boobs, but they have a different color over them.
A boob suit?
Boob suit.
Okay.
Fake censorship.
And the slit running up to the left leg was high enough that part of her underwear was exposed when she sat crossed. How rude.
How
the overall
rude.
Effect was just as jarring to the nurse as Liz's short skirt and top. Or perhaps even more so, since the young woman before her was a boy just a moment ago. Mr. Potter, she exclaimed. What in Merlin's name are you wearing?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
There's a block of X's here.
Then read the author's note. Oh.
X. Wait, do I have to say all the X's? X, X, X.
No.
You know what? I lost count. I gotta start over again.
No!
XX.
What did you get for interrupting him?
Oh, you know what? I skipped to the next line, so I'll just finish that out. XX. Okay. We have an author's note here. The bad thing about being a trustworthy person is that people might start trusting you with some rather shocking secrets, as Madame Pomfrey just found out. I was tempted to write out a lime scene with Harry and the girls, but decided against it for the moment.
Why?
I'm so happy.
So disappointed. I doubt I'll be able to resist the temptation again. Well, you should have done it the first time, goddammit. Read and review.
Ultimate fanfiction troll. There is no sex in this fanfiction.
Oh, okay, guys, it's time for us to read and review.
Chapter 5, Head Games. Chapter Text, Copyright Disclaimer. I do not own Harry Potter, Fate Stay Night, Maho Shoujo, Lyrical Nonoha, Valkyrie Profile, Blaze Blue, Mahouka, Koku, Noritose, Bastard, or anything else I shamelessly plug in here. They belong to their respective creators, and yes, you read that last series inclusion correctly. There will be questionable sexual content in the story, some might find offensive, including incest, food on female, food on male, food on food, and most offensive of all, consensual heterosexual sex in the missionary position. I will not warn you when it get to the lime or lemon parts of the story. If something can offend you, do not read further. Also, beware, I lied about including anything sexy in the story whatsoever.
I need to make sure I just get this in a check.
No, but
incest, futa on.
What is futa?
Maho Shoujo Kaleido Amethyst Head Games Monday afternoon.
Okay, hold on. I can answer that question. Futa or futanari is when a woman has a quite impressive male penis.
Basically, the clit is either a full penis or an extendable penis, and balls may or may not happen, but she still has a vagina. Monday afternoon, Hogwarts, hospital wing. I almost read that as hospital wong. Rarely had Nurse Poppy Pumphrey. I know that's her actual name, but it just caught me really off guard.
I mean, you read it right.
Poppy Pumphrey.
It sounds like the name of a fucking confectionery brand.
It sounds like a character from a John Waters movie.
Candy bar. Nurse Poppy Pomfrey's peanut butter cups.
Nurse Poppy Pomfrey ever felt as confounded.
Nurse Poppy Pomfrey's need peanut butter cups, man. That's gross.
By a patient as she currently was.
One of her debilitating opium addiction.
Seriously.
She had seen all manner of medical problems over the decades, from the mundane to the bizarre. The nurse had handled everything from simple cuts and fractures to grotesque potion burns and transfiguration accidents to turn the victims into something out of a horror novel. Madam Pomfrey, just such as a girl who breathes honey.
The honey's back.
Yep. Madam Pomfrey had dealt with strange envenomings, copyright trademark, and poisonings caused by herbology and care of magical creatures lessons gone wrong. She had even dealt with situations somewhat like Harry's before. Gender-changing potions and spells were rare, but still an issue she was trained to handle.
Madam, washing it out.
Madam Pomfrey had never had to deal with a personality like his, though. Harry was completely uncaring that his body was slowly turning into a girl's. It's my body, and I'll change if I want to. Change if I want to. Change if I want to.
Where's my shotgun?
You would change too if it happened to you.
Not only did he not care, he actually refused treatment for his malady. His odd familiars were no help. None of them saw any problem with the boy who lived, trademark, becoming a hermaphrodite. The group didn't seem to understand or care how it would affect Harry's public image, or the legal issues that could possibly crop up. What legal issues?
Legal issues?
I just don't even!
He gets a
whole
lot of money from merchandising.
Then Harry topped off the whole mess by merging his body and his mind and body with a millennium-old spirit, becoming a girl in the process! And what a girl he had become. No! She would ignore the changes. It didn't matter what he looked like at the moment. Harry was still a boy and her patient. Just as noticeable as the physical changes, however, was her increase in power. The very air around Harry thrummed with restrained magic, giving her an unearthly aura and power level beyond anything my scanner could pick up.
Suddenly the narrator became Skeletor.
Sounded more like Frieza.
There was something unnatural about the boy-turned-girl before her, the nurse thought. Even she, who was uninterested in females and believed herself too old for such things anyways, felt a stirring of desire in her heart that was difficult to push aside.
I must have you. You're so attractive, unlike anyone else in this story. You're the most attractive. Please, have sex with my old woman parts.
Sam... This is page 83 of Maho Shoujo Kaleido Amethyst. Unfortunately, due to the original recording sounding like ass, we're re-recording it now, almost 2 years later. But fuck it.
Woohoo!
So, hi, Sam.
I totally remember what's going on in this story. All right, let's do this.
We didn't understand what was going on in the story when we fucking read it. Only that Harry Potter was kind of effeminate and there were stat sheets.
God, it's this one. Madame Pomfrey shook off her stupor as the former boy took a seat with his familiars.
Oh, man. Madame Pomfrey shook him off just like a dog in the rain.
The trio pressed their bodies against Harry in a rather intimate fashion. The nurse pursed her lips in disapproval. She did not approve of same-sex relationships, and the group was entirely too close for her peace of mind. The fact that Harry was actually a boy didn't really enter the equation for Madame Pomfrey.
You know, in hindsight, 2 years later, since at this point you can basically identify as a jar of mayonnaise as gender on Tumblr, this fic is very progressive.
I mean, yeah, except for, you know, your standard, harum, fine, Madame Pomfrey, I don't approve of this. I mean, in case, harum. Their abnormal closeness bugged her for another reason. How long had Harry been turning himself into a female that his companions shrugged off the change like that? Harumph! Amethyst was completely unaware of the thoughts running through the nurse's head. She was more interested in savoring the feel of her partners pressed against her.
Yeah.
A shiver of pleasure raced up her spine when Fran and Liz's arms rubbed against the sides of her breasts. They were highly sensitive, and Amethyst hadn't been around long enough to grow used to such stimulation yet. She bit back a moan, feeling Len's hot breath caressing the shell of her right ear.
Yes. biting back a moan is just...
And meanwhile, Shell's just...
You could use some Tic Tacs.
Yes, she could definitely get used to this, and not just for the physical effects she was enjoying. Harry and Holly both loved cuddling.
The most platonic of Lifetime movies.
They loved the feeling of closeness from holding each other and being held. Nothing bled Harry's tension away and calmed him down faster than snuggling with his sisters and the others.
It doesn't feel very comfortable to refer to tension as being bled away. That's like...
What's the tone of this supposed to be? I'm not sure whether this is a before school special or an erotic fanfic.
In any case. It's like hot and heavy, but at the same time, very cautionary? I don't fucking know.
I'm going to assume before school special from
here on out.
Yeah,
that's fine.
So, Holly, too, had become addicted to cuddling and touching after centuries of isolation. She sometimes had to cling to Harry's shoulder just to remind her that he was real. Amethyst inherited the pair's desire and need for touching.
Number one, I hate how the author is inconsistent with gender verbs or whatever. Just have a singular standard and stick with it. Number two, Rob Schneider is in a relationship with a fictional succubus in Addicted to Cuddling. Will he ever score? Who knows?
Oh, God. I'd forgotten about that. Okay. Now I gotta do this as Rob Schneider.
No, you don't. No, don't. You do not know the storm that will unleash.
The feeling of being held by her girls was nothing less than absolute bliss. The warmth of their bodies and their mixed scents drove out all the other thoughts and worries. Ugh. The Neo girl drifted off slightly, forgetting for a moment why she was in the hospital wing to begin with.
Oh, it's because of the successive strokes that have cost her her memory.
The nurse's eyes bulged in shock when Madame Pomfrey finally snapped out of her daze and focused on the former boy's new clothes.
Wait, really? Bulged in shock? Did we really have to watch Zombie Ass before we read this?
I'm trying to put that out of a different story, new continuity. I'm not going to think of people's eyes literally popping out of their heads, checking out the former boy's new clothes. The top of her dress molded to her new curves, revealing nearly the entirety of her sizable breasts for all to see, and her arms were completely bare all the way to her shoulders.
This trailer has gone on way too long for this Rob Schneider movie.
The bottom of the dress was slit along the left leg, all the way up to the odd waistcloth she wore.
Hour 17 of the Rob Schneider trailer.
The waistband of Harry's purple panties was plainly visible when she sat cross-legged. "Mr. Potter!" Madame Pomfrey exclaimed. "What in Merlin's name are you wearing?"
I actually, in my mind, just... "Mr. Potter! Are you trying to seduce me?"
"Yes, I am."
Stop it, Rumpschneider. No.
Amethyst jerked minutely in surprise. The Nero girl had almost forgotten the nurse was in the room. She cocked her head in confusion. "It's my dress. What's wrong with it?" she asked. The Nero girl wasn't able to think of any reason why Madame Pomfrey would act the way she did.
React.
What was wrong with her clothes?
I like at the end how you gave her the voice of It's Pat, since that's definitely appropriate at this point. Roy!
Okay, for those unaware, the reason that there's Neopet in the story is because it was Neo Girl, and we decided that was far too stupid a word.
So Neopet. Use
Neopet instead? It doesn't make it any better.
Wait, so of course it does. It's not the authentic text? You know what? I quit.
No!
Yeah, the integrity of this show is completely lost.
Come back! Free Willy!
See what you've done, Roy?
I'm staying for the sex, and that's it.
It's not happening. Well,
good one. Sex.
Sex is an illusion, like fairies and Santa Claus.
And Merlin's beard.
I was really thinking you were going to say Zanzibar.
And science and socialism. I mean, you want sex, I've got this Harry Potter Futanari one-shots fic still loaded up.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
I have to verify my birth date. That'll take too long.
Yes, it would take too long, thank you.
Capture.
It's indecent, the nurse answered sharply. Merlin, Madame Pomfrey thought to herself. The former boy's new body was distracting enough on its own. His new, more mature and feminine honey voice would drive the boys in the school wild if they ever saw him like that. Well, now it's an actual girl, so... Is it really? The girl asked cluelessly.
Were her breasts hanging out or something? Okay, fine, that's your girl voice, that works.
Amethyst cast a mystified look down at her dress. It looked all right to her, so she looked to her companions for their opinions.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Needs more Deckard Cain.
It looks good on you.
The chimera absently licked her lips. She definitely liked the way Amethyst's dress hugged her contours. Fren was finally beginning to be honest about her desires. Were any of those girls not honest about the desires at any other point?
We like Listen, boobs!
Me like boob, boob.
Me friend, me Recent like boob.
No, me like boob, boob.
Boob.
Me want snoo, snoo.
Recent events had started to loosen up the normally demure girl nicely. It was unlikely she'd ever become as forward and aggressive as Liz and Len, though.
I like it too, Liz chimed in. It would be better if you showed a bit of cleavage, though. Perhaps a skirt rather than a full-length dress, too.
Her eyes raked up and down the Neopet's form. She suddenly had a bunch of scars on her. Thanks, Liz. Liz was far more open to her lustful admiration of her master-turned-mistress trademark. She then snuggled closer to Amethyst, nuzzling her head against the demigoddess's shoulder with a smile and brushing the side of her soft bosom with the back of her hand. With the back of her hand. Liz's smile grew when her nose picked up the scent of Amethyst's arousal.
Oh boy.
That's a nose.
She gets turned on and just starts spraying pheromones.
Ah! Yeah!
It smelled like honey.
Oh.
Give it to me, sugar!
She looked down and noticed that they were all standing in several inches of honey on the floor now.
Ew.
Her sweet natural fragrance had gained a musky undertone that was fanning the flames of the dragon girl's already high libido. Man, there's honey and there's flames. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Flaming honey?
And
just spraying bodily juices everywhere.
Oh god, it's on every crevasse!
It's her special attack. She coats them with flammable honey and then lights them on fire.
Oh! Okay, that makes sense.
It's everywhere!
Len nodded in agreement from behind Amethyst. So how does anyone know? Tightening her arms around the Neopet's neck possessively. Choking her, if you will. She, too, had noticed how worked up the Neopet was getting. She really needed to... I don't know what fucking jokes about Neopets I can make. If not for the nurse's presence, the succubus would have begun stripping everyone's clothes off. Actually, she didn't even care about the nurse, and she began stripping everyone's clothes off. Len was already worked up herself from jacking and sucking Harry off a few minutes before.
What? I don't remember any of that.
Wait, that never happened.
This happened.
Let's scroll back up. We got to start over again.
It happened off screen, so it never happened.
Yeah, so it just never happened. It was a sex scene from a daytime Showtime show.
Daytime Showtime Showtime day?
Yes.
A daytime Showtime show.
It's the daytime Showtime show.
Starring would have to wait. Not sex.
It would have to wait until after Harry's Monday night patrol with Severus, unfortunately. Fuck everything.
It shows off entirely too much of your body, Mr. Potter. Madame Pomfrey sniffed. She determinedly tried to ignore the trio's behavior. You look like some sort of harlot wearing that thing. You should wear something more modest, like a proper set of robes.
Or a set of medieval battle armor. I fucking give up!
You need a very large chastity belt off as well.
Chastity armor. The nurse,
yes.
The nurse could already picture the riots among the students. Riot? Really? If Harry went through the halls wearing that dress.
Down with homework! Down with homework!
Pussy riot.
Down with my pain. Down with my pain.
Heck, he'd drive every male in sight mad with desire in an outfit that scandalous.
According to her internal libido, every female too!
Amethyst scoffed. No thanks. I've never worn robes before, and I'm not about to start wearing them now just because your people are so prudish. She had also inherited Harry and Holly's disdain for robes. They were far too cumbersome and could easily snag. The demigoddess then pouted. And stop calling me Mister. I'm a girl at the moment. Just call me Amethyst or Miss Schweinhoog, if you prefer to be formal.
Hello, I would like to be called Amethyst or Miss Schweinhoog, if you'd like to be more formal. Wolfboy, you're up.
The nurse paused in her lecture when she smelled something odd in the air that wasn't there before.
It's honey.
A sweet,
it's all honey.
It has to be, because it's a sweet floral fragrance. A sweet floral fragrance.
I forgot to do the honey voice, I'm sorry.
A sweet floral fragrance.
No, that's not... Yeah, no.
I know.
The narrator himself was also drowning in honey.
That's how much there is.
Oh shit, I just got a severe flood warning on my phone!
Yeah, I got the honey is coming.
Oh god!
Hi, Steve-o, it's nice to know you.
Get out the toast.
Make some mead.
A sweet floral fragrance that the nurse couldn't identify floated in the air around her patient. Are you wearing perfume, Mr. Potter? Madame Pomfrey asked, sniffing the air again. His partners weren't wearing any perfume, so it must have been coming from Harry. No, Amethyst answered. Why do you ask? Because you smell like some sort of flower, though I can't recognize what kind, the nurse replied.
It's called the Merrick Willow.
The Neopet shrugged. Like I said, I'm not wearing any perfume. What you smell is just my natural scent. That's disturbing. People don't naturally smell like flowers, Mr. Potter. Especially not boys, Madame Pomfrey returned.
I'm not a boy.
That's so sexist.
I'm not exactly human at the moment, Madame Pomfrey, Amethyst said, and I'm definitely not a girl, damn it, fuck!
Other sex.
And I'm definitely not a boy right now, either. Mr. Potter, Madame Pomfrey replied doggedly, what in the world have you done to yourself? The nurse was utterly perplexed at the moment.
I need when this whole hospital scene started.
Too long ago.
She was there when he changed?
When they fused, yeah.
I don't know. I don't care.
Why was he referring to himself as a female, current body, notwithstanding? The nurse had dealt with gender-changing accidents before over the years. In all those cases, the victims still referred to themselves by their original gender. So why was Harry insisting...
Just use the gender-neutral pronoun and get out of this scene.
So why was Harry insisting on being called Miss?
Piggy.
Flea. Why in the world was he not using the Potter name?
I'm the boy who lived!
Steve-O, for your next segment, all guys are Carl and all girls are Miss Piggy.
You got it.
And why was his pout so damn distracting? Didn't I already tell you? Harry and Holly reunited our bodies and minds together. Amethyst said.
Her pout. I just imagine she's got massive fish lips.
I imagine she has gout and it's just misspelled.
And stop calling me Mister. That doesn't tell me anything, Mr. Potter, the nurse shot back. She wasn't about to feed whatever delusion or whatnot the boy was currently suffering through by addressing him as a girl.
Oh my goodness! What a friggin' asshole!
This is what happens.
Okay. So page 60 was when Harry teleported himself and his partners to the hospital wing. That means that we've been going for roughly almost a third of this story has been.
Alright, so Harry. This fanfic was written to give you the experience of waiting in a fucking hospital room.
It all makes sense. What do you mean by reunited? Explain it to me as best you can.
Explain it to me because I'm an idiot.
I'm not a boy, the Neopet grumbled sulkily in response by being called Mr. once again. As a fusion of Harry and Holly, she bore both Harry's strong sense of self-acceptance and Holly's feminine vanity. Amethyst was completely at home thinking of herself as a girl and was justifiably confident in her beautiful looks as a result. She saw being referred to as a male despite showing ample evidence to the contrary as an insult.
Hence the pout.
So her best explanation right. is, I'm not a boy.
Oh, David, you're up.
Not yet a man.
Not yet a man. No, 86. You're not.
David, it's your not turn to 86 this story.
David!
Dead Jim.
David!
He's dead, Dave. Everyone's dead.
All right, well, we'll just sit here patiently and wait for David then. The whole class doesn't get to go to recess because David's not paying attention.
Okay, before I start, though, I want to tell you about the delicious alcohol that I've got to help dull the pain. It is.
David, tell us about the delicious alcohol you've got to help dull the pain.
Is it delicious and is it alcoholic?
Oh, indeed.
And does it dull the pain?
It is 40% alcohol by volume, which is very nice considering my lightweightedness, but it is a citron liqueur by Patron. It's, very tasty. Very, very, very tasty. Okay.
Mr. Hubbard, if I grow up, can I drink alcohol as well?
No, you can't, Mr.
Yes,
Potter.
Yes, but only if you're old enough to drink and have served at least 13 years in the military, like me.
Yay!
13
Damn, I
years.
Had five.
Jeez. I was only in for six. That's the joke.
Wow.
So
anyways.
Before anybody starts trying to claim like stolen valor or whatever, before I get started, I would like to introduce a small one paragraph fan fiction for you. Should the pledge of Constitution in the flag of Second Amendment be freedom with under God? 98% won't. Like one Jesus, share one Reagan. Ignore terrorist win.
Okay, sure.
Less of fanfic and more of a poem.
That was abstract as fuck.
All right.
Yeah, we only just have fingers because we're at the club.
Fran giggled quietly when she heard Amethyst's complaints and saw her pout. The empathetic servant could easily guess what her mistress was thinking. She patted the Neopet's knee as if to say, Dear.
There will be penis soon enough.
Amethyst calmed back down and began her explanation.
Well, she started. First off, I'll explain how we were linked in the beginning.
Wow, when David, are you communicating to me through, like, a prison phone?
When we first came together, we were like a coin. I think that's the best analogy I could come up with. One face of the coin was Harry, and Holly was on the other side. At first, the coin that was us was balanced on its edge. Our minds were mixed together and it was hard to tell what thought belonged to whom. Once again, we got our heads straight and we made the coin fall with Harry's side up. He was the one coin in charge of our body. And the face was there shown out to the world.
Oh, I completely fucked that one up.
Once we got our heads straight, we made the coin fall with Harry's side up. He was the one in charge of our body and the face that was shown to the world. Holly was still there and could talk to him, but that was all. When Harry turned into Holly during the tournament, he basically flipped the coin so that Holly was facing the world. She controlled our body, and it changed to match her.
The Neopet paused for a moment to catch a breath.
Grandpa changed everything for us. He came up with the way to remove Holly and put her into a body of her own. That's the little fairy form we've been using, just so you know. I've been using, just so you know. Anyway, we were able to fully separate our minds and spirits back into Holly and Harry. Harry and Holly.
H name one and H name two.
Hey, you know what, Steve? I play this game to lose. I hope you know that.
Congratulations. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Steve. Oh, thoughtful.
Sure.
I played this game to make Steve-O lose as well.
Oh.
Harry and Holly. Fortunately, our minds were still partially linked. Grandpa also left us a way for us to fuck.
If only! If only!
That's not a
We're
lie.
We're not typically. That lucky!
Anyway, we were able to fully separate our minds and spirits back into Harry and Holly. Fortunately, our minds were still partially linked. Grandpa also left us a way for us to reunite, originally as part of a prank.
A prank? Madame Pomfrey repeated, sounding disturbed. Why are you two happy your minds are still linked? Why on earth would you two want to fuse yourselves back together, even temporarily, after finally finding a way to turn yourselves back to normal? And what kind of prank would turn you into a girl when you fuse together?
Well, I mean, science has made great advances, Madame Pomfrey.
Being one person, to an extent, for a year, had some consequences, says. We had imprinted on one another.
Like copies too close to each other, fresh from Kinko's.
Fit together easily. And we liked being together.
And now we're getting married.
It feels natural now to share our thoughts and feelings with each other. We don't have any secrets hidden from each other. It's comforting, especially for Holly. It helps me remember that this isn't just some dream and that I'm not sealed away in the bottom of the castle.
Still sealed away.
Fran, Lynn, and Liz tightened their grasp around Amethyst. The Neopet shook her off her anxiety on... Fran, Liz, and Lynn. Brought on by those dark memories and continued. Anyways, Grandpa changed the nature of our merger. You probably wouldn't understand the joke involved, but he changed things up so that we would turn into a teenage girl stuck in an outfit from a foreign show to poke fun at Harry for recreating items from said show. It was originally supposed
to be everything.
It was originally supposed to be a one-time deal, and we wouldn't turn into a girl afterwards. We turned the tables on him, though, by asking him to leave the spell in place. He reset the spell so that we could reshape my body the way I wanted and made it a permanent part of the Unison trademark.
Period. Quotation mark.
Hey, you hadn't had a chance. You... You had a chance to undo this and didn't?
The nurse questioned.
Why? Why are you so comfortable like this?
Amethyst paused to gather her thoughts.
Like I said before, we were a coin at the beginning.
Like you said before.
We were part of the same being, but we could never face the same direction.
You never understand me, Bob. This is why I moved out of your house in the first place.
Now we're more like a puzzle, or maybe an alloy.
Or possibly some kind of fraction.
We meld ourselves together to become a larger whole, rather than two people sharing a body.
Okay, so maybe not like a whole.
Let's things fit in there better.
Oh, next, Brad. Brad, get us through our last first rotation.
Oh, we're at now, though.
I know, we're doing good, relatively.
Wait, that was real last?
Good.
Sorry, I walked away. What? For a second, where are we at?
Page 87. Pre-87. You just don't care about me. You don't pay attention to anything going on in my life.
Madame Pomfrey was becoming more concerned about Harry's mental health. What do you mean by that? Are you saying that you are not Harry Potter right now? If so, then who are you? Amethyst's partners listened intently to the discussion. They all knew this in a way, but wanted to hear the way the Neopet perceived herself in her own words. The demigoddess shrugged. I'm Harry, and yet I'm Holly. We are one person who is two people. There is no difference between us while we're in this form. Frankly, there isn't much difference between us to begin with anymore, she said, mumbling the last sentence. Anyways, Grandpa gave me the name.
What does this matter? Why does it matter that Madame Pomfrey even knows this?
Anyways, Grandpa gave me the name Amethyst. I can't pronounce that.
Wiener Schnitzel.
I'm rolling with it. Wiener Schnitzel. Or
Amethyst Schlongdong.
Steinorg.
He gave me the idea for it anyways. You're speaking like Mr. Potter is simply a piece of you rather than being you or a person of his own. No shit.
We are the crystal gems, and we always save the day.
Hey, don't believe us! We'll always find a way!
So, Gem and the Holograms.
Is David pooping again?
The nurse pointed out with
No, hang on. David, Thundercats?
As he falls into
on a bit of sandwich on
as
that.
He falls into the toilet and gets sucked into Equestria, just like Larry the Cable Guy.
I have way too much fun when I walk away.
Can you just shut up and let him read now?
I haven't said anything.
I'm trying not to choke on sandwich here.
It was pointed out with ever growing worry, Harry, or whoever the person in front of her really was, wasn't making any sense to her.
Do you have that much of a problem with gender identification issues, Madame Pomfrey?
Apparently.
She grew up in the 40s and 50s in Wizarding Britain. I should probably explain this because you probably don't remember from when we last explained it.
You mean like three paragraphs ago?
Yeah. It's hard to remember that far back, I know.
In a way, I am. Harry and Holly are separate people, yet we are part of Amethyst. It's hard for me to explain, Amethyst said. What is the point? Madame Pomfrey wondered aloud. Why are you doing this? Amethyst let out a sigh. She was there for a physical, not a psychiatric evaluation. Why not? We like being together like this. I'm far more powerful magically in this form.
Madame Pomfrey didn't read the character sheet.
No, she didn't. Did not read the character sheet.
I like the way...
Hey, Madame Pomfrey, I got Ron to write out this character sheet for us.
I like the way I look.
And the way you move it.
And the way the girls here look at me. My mind is clearer. I can see and understand things I couldn't when I'm Harry and Holly. More importantly, I feel more complete like this. The emptiness I felt when we separated is gone. I'm whole now.
With two whole fists in my anus.
Again, I really didn't expect that I would ever read something that manages to take an issue that I actually am super passionate about and make me fucking despise it because of how horribly it's being communicated.
Yep. Everything you hold near and dear is thrown out the window when you join this show.
Indeed. Seriously.
I used to like TF2. Now I fucking hate it.
That says a lot.
What TF2 fic did we read?
Oh, the scout one.
The spy
one. Oh, right. I forgot if we'd done it yet.
The Neopet relaxed into her girl's embrace. It had been hard to put her feelings into words, and she wasn't certain she had gotten her point across to the nurse. She had tried, though, which was the important thing. Madame Pomfrey privately admitted she was well out of her depths. This was looking more and more like a job for a mind healer to tackle. She didn't even know how to classify Harry's problem, much less fix it. Melding his mind and body with a 1,000-year-old spirit and becoming a girl to feel whole, it's in Merlin's name.
Is Merlin a deity in this damn universe?
I'm so godlike.
Would it surprise you?
No, it wouldn't, because Merlin Sam Neill is like amazing. Sean Connery.
If you haven't traced by now, it's a Highlander parody.
Was he supposedly missing that Harry had to go that far to feel like a whole person?
A vagina!
That ooze. Ass and titties. Ass and titties.
Make her own soundboard, and a vagina needs to go in.
The mechanics and reasons for it were well outside of the realm of her understanding at the moment. She rubbed her temples in a vain attempt to stave off a headache.
As I've been doing this entire fucking show!
Steve-O, does the kickback that we get from the Nerdy Show Patreon give us enough to buy a soundboard app?
What, the $20 we're supposed to be spending on pizza?
Pizza or improving the show.
Can we get a pizza soundboard app?
I can get a soundboard that makes
sound.
This is
the sound of a pepperoni pizza.
This is the sound of me eating a pepperoni pizza. I sure do love this pepperoni pizza. It would suck to not be able to eat this
back
pizza.
We're back to the beginning, though, Kunal, please.
To the beginning?
We're at P88, as in the beginning of our rotation, not the story. No!
Sonic the Hedgehog and Hill's Tales lived
can't
in
can't take it anymore. That's it. I give up. That's me. That's not the...
It's everything.
Okay. The nurse said out loud, I simply cannot wrap my mind around this. Madame Pomfrey slumped back in her chair. I think you need to speak with an experienced mind healer about your issues, Mr. Potter. I'm not trained or equipped to handle.
We need to train you to not identify with the gender you weren't born with. Dender?
Dandruff. Amethyst drawled out. I was just hoping you could check my body over to make sure that everything is working properly.
No, gotta check the plumbing.
Give me that body.
You need to make sure the plumbing's in order. Hey,
I'm not interested in seeking counseling, and I'd be leery of putting my trust in a psychiatrist from around here anyways. Amethyst wouldn't trust any of them farther than she could throw the moon barehanded. Actually, what? Oh, the moon barehanded. Actually, there we go. There were too many people eager to expose her private life to all and sundry, and too many ways to spy for her to be comfortable doing something like that.
Man, they had to really stress to include a word like sundry in there.
Sundry.
Sundry and wares.
It's not like a wizard version of a psychologist could understand how a magus's mind worked anyways. I mean, Granny Smith and Honeycrisp, come on.
Yeah. It's Honeycomb?
Honey, yeah, sure. their beliefs and value systems were simply too different. Sanity in one world did not equate to sanity in the other. Interesting logic. The demigoddess was rather dubious of any wizard mind healer skills as well. The widespread use of the Obliviate spell, Occlumency, and prejudice against Muggle ideas didn't leave much room or need for actual psychiatric treatment to be developed. They'd likely just try and fail to Obliviate her back into their standard of normal. Never mind that she'd be dead and on a dissection table within a week of returning home. Should a mind healer manage to, single quote, fix her? Yes, she continued. Definitely not a good idea, Madame Pomfrey. I just can't see it turning out well. Liz choked back the laugh and her honey. It going into tears. The dragon intoned gravely.
Oh, so now fire. It's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbun.
Fran added with a giggle of her own. Madame Pomfrey gave the group a gimlet-eyed stare. Gimlet? Is she been drinking?
What? Gimli?
Is she drunk? When did she start drinking gimlets? I'm almost afraid to ask why. My people and your people have different ideas of sanity, Amethyst said with a sultry laugh. Like I said, it's just not a good idea. What do you mean by my people? The nurse wondered privately.
What do you mean by my people?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm in a real quandary here.
Sundry.
Did Harry not consider himself a wizard? Or perhaps he simply didn't see himself as a part of wizarding Britain.
Which is somewhere near Japan.
And Watashi.
Oh, yes, on the referendum for independence.
it's in the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, it's the Danger 5 episode where Japan mysteriously disappears.
Yes, that's exactly yes. It. We should watch that while we're...
We should totally watch that.
Did that belief come from his spirit partner? Or was it his own opinion? And if Harry didn't see himself as a wizard, then what did he see himself as? Then. There was the way he said it as well. A barely detectable condescending note could be heard in his voice when he said, your people. Like he was looking down on them in a way. Did he look down on witches and wizards as inferior beings or something?
Yes.
As he waved his Confederate flag.
Oh, where would he go?
Wow. Sorry.
Bad
topical humor.
Where would he go and what would he do in the future with such beliefs? Could she be looking at the beginning of the next Dark Lord?
The next Bark Lord, Volksimind?
I thought my dogs were the next Bark Lords. I think I'm next, actually.
Okay.
Crap. It was becoming more and more apparent to Madame Pomfrey that young Harry was in serious need of mental and physical help. Problems kept stacking on top of problems with no end in sight yet. Even worse, the young boy was refusing treatment for most of his problems. She would normally brush any patient's objections aside and give them the treatment needed. Yeah, I see what she did there. But the nurse couldn't do so with Harry. His magic resistance would nullify any attempts to sedate or restrain him. And the boy had proven to be incredibly vicious and violent when provoked, as Lucius Malfoy had painfully found out when he faced the Giants in the Super Bowl of 1982. There was no telling how his odd familiars would react, either, whatever. Madame Pomfrey doubted the results would be pleasant for her, or anyone else in sight, given that Harry called them his guards. Do I get to read any quotes at all, or no? She needed to contact his guardians, and soon, perhaps his grandfather, Zell... or his sisters could talk some sense into young Harry. Then again, perhaps they were part of the problem. His bodyguards and his familiar were obviously bad influences on the boy. She could get familiar with me, yeah! It should be impossible for Harry's adoptive family to have not noticed these issues. Were they allowing this to go on? Worse, could they actually be encouraging it? She needed to speak with his family before she leveled any accusations. But perhaps Harry needed to be removed from their custody for his own good. You know, because his family is alive and everything.
I'll explain that later.
Okay. Madame Pomfrey's oath prevented her from revealing information unless Harry's life was at stake. But his mind and very soul might be in real jeopardy.
The Hippocratic Wizard Oath, which is different from the Hippocratic Oath.
Is something wrong, Madame Pomfrey? You've been spacing out for a while now. Amethyst spoke up. Oh, I apologize, Mr. Potter.
Can't do this. This is so hard.
The nurse answered awkwardly, roused from her musings. You wanted a checkup for this form as well, correct? Amethyst nodded, pouting again at being called Mr. That's right!
Madam. The image here is Carl with two hand puppets just talking to each other.
That's right, just the puppet now.
She's pouting so much that her lower lip has kind of just spread over her entire
chin. Waterfall down to her shoes! Madame Pomfrey shuddered. A boy shouldn't look that seductively cute, no matter what body he was wearing.
Yes, let's begin! First, I have to ask, does your, resistance to magic increase in this form?
Oh, sweet release.
And are your clothes warded?
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do Madame Pomfrey for both. It's gonna be really, or Miss Piggy for both. It's gonna be really confusing.
I do Kermit for the Neopet.
Can I do Meatwad instead?
Meatwad for the Neopet.
Right. Meatwad, yes.
Yes.
Yes, the mouth crust. The Neopet answered. The nurse sighed quietly in disappointment. Things were so much easier when she could just use magic.
I see. Very well. Let's begin with your vitals. Girls, I need some room to work. Go stand out of the way. Shoo! Shoo!
Madame Pomfrey said, waving the goyles away from her patient. Where's the sex?
Welcome to America's favorite game show, Where's the Sex?
Tonight on Where's the Sex, we're going to see Steve-O Boris try to take on a terrible fan fiction. Will he survive? Will he drink himself into a stupor? Will there actually be sex? Find out on America's favorite game.
Where's the sex?
Spoiler alert, no, yes.
All right,
no,
Steve-O, you've got 130 pages in this story.
No.
Your challenge is to find the one page that has the sex. Your time starts now.
Page 104.
Yep.
Yeah!
All right, so we only have 14 pages to read until we get there.
We finally get the sex.
45 minutes? All right, let's do this.
Let's do this. Next up is Sam, actually.
Again, here at page 90, we had another audio flub, so Sam?
Alright, page 90, page 90. The trio parted from Amethyst, reluctantly, trailing their fingers across her body as they did. The Nero girl couldn't hold back a lusty moan that time. drawing a blush and a scathing look from the nurse. I believe I told you all this isn't the place for such things once already. Madame Pomfrey scolded the flushed Amethyst.
And then somehow in the hospital, they've ended up in the kitchen and they're doing it on top of the bread machine.
The bread machine's shaking around.
It's electrifying.
Said girl just shrugged unapologetically in answer. Meh.
Yeah.
She wasn't about to stop the girls from touching her. Not when it felt that good.
Have you ever been groped by 20 random people on a train? No hate if that's what you're into.
Pretty sure there are pornos that go that way quite often. The nurse just sighed at that. She could guess what Harry was thinking from that look on his face. The nurse shook her head sharply.
And broke her neck.
Mr. Puck! Even she was beginning to think of Harry as a girl now. The nurse set her stethoscope back around her neck and grabbed a second thermometer to retake the former boy's temperature. Madame Pomfrey eyed Harry for a moment before beginning her examination. Madame Pomfrey's examination.
And on top of that, I like how Harry is following the prince lineage, and he is now the boy formerly known as Harry Potter.
The nurse paused when she slipped the blood pressure cuff around Harry's arm.
Thanks, accidental home star. I love you.
What happened to your fingernails, Mr. Potter? The demigoddess raised up a hand to display the changes she made. Her nails were shorter and colored a glossy pink rather than the long black claws that Harry bore on his fingers. Holly decided to change my nails to look even more like a human's. They're still as strong as Harry's claws, though. Actually, they made me even stronger. I haven't actually tested them out on anything yet.
Well, okay.
Speaking of which, hold still.
I was going to say, A, no time like the present, and two, what?
It's like a cat. They just have to ruin a couch or two just to test them out.
Harry Potter, you are not a cat.
Meow. Madame Pomfrey began taking Harry's vitals again, now cataloging the... Oh, really? Okay. Now cataloging the cosmetic differences between his forms as well for her notes. She had done her best to ignore his changes before, but looked like she could take note of them after all. It wouldn't do to let a potentially life-threatening condition go unnoticed because she didn't want to accept the fact that her male patient was currently a female.
Maybe Harry was always born a female. It's just that she had a very penis-looking tumor on the genitals.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that I'm reaching, but I'm trying to give some form of validation to this author because obviously some kind of effort went into this.
Either that, or he has the worst case of hemorrhoids I have ever seen.
Oh god, they're coming out the front. Oh!
Her quill danced across parchment as the nurse spoke out loud for the recording charms to hear. The nurse hummed as she shined a light into Harry's mouth and held down his tongue with a depressor. Your fangs are rather different in this form, Mr. Potter. In fact, they're nothing more than oversized canines now. How did that happen?
I'm gothic. I'm now technically a werewolf.
He just grew his teeth out and then, you know, angle grinded them. Extreme dentistry.
He's the bad guy from a horror thriller.
It was intentional, the Neo girl answered. My fangs as hairy aren't exactly useful or convenient to have, so we didn't include them in this form. I don't even know why they formed to begin with. Grandpa and my sisters all have vampiric fangs, not venomous ones. Ugh. I see. Madame Pomfrey answered.
No, we don't! Please explain more!
It's genetic, you know. You're a wizard, Harry. In case you didn't notice, the vampire fangs, yeah, something was different.
No, but seriously, though, like, the legit worst part about this, it isn't that the magic system is bad. This magic system could be salvaged in some way, but the fact that there's literally no limitation and everything can be changed farther down, it's just so fucking frustrating!
They're just retconning the entire original continuity. Just, oh yeah, I always had fangs.
It's like playing a game with cheat codes and not for the fun part. You're not playing it to enjoy the story, you're playing it to feel powerful. If somebody powerful shows up, boom, another fucking cheat code. I hate you, Game Shark and Mao Shoto. Okay, I got that out of my system. I'm done.
are we good to continue?
Yes, please continue.
All right. I see, Madame Pomfrey answered. She shined a light into Harry's purple eyes to check his pupils. The nurse was surprised to see his pupils, contract into slits rather than shrink like a human's. Your eyes are radically different, too. That was intentional as well? Amethyst nodded. The nurse stepped back for a moment to consider that. You said earlier that you had reshaped your body to your liking. Just how much control did you have in choosing what you looked like?
Well, I mean, I did use the Saints Row 4 character customizer, so quite a lot.
just taking the random sliders and just Ertmax, Ertman, Ertmax, Ertman.
Look like a color purple. Salmon.
Color purple, color purple, 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 purple.
And that's him, page 90.
And I forget who's next. I think it's David? No,
he was off to me.
It's Roy.
Amethyst shrugged. Harry and Sally had complete control over what I looked like.
You know, Roy, I already had one shower today. I don't need another.
We designed... This is what it sounds like when I've got honey in my voice. We designed everything from my head to my toes together. This is what we thought was us in the truest sense. Madame Pomfrey was having a hard time seeing Harry as a boy at the moment. Am I losing my mind? I feel like I've been here before. The former boy didn't look or act like a male at all. Everything about her screamed...
Female!
From her body to her speech to the way she moved. How long had Harry and Holly been merging together that they were so at home in that form? And how... Tense as I scroll down the page. Madame Pomfrey, you're speaking out again. Amethyst spoke up, rousing the nurse from her musings once again. Madame Pomfrey smiled apologetically. Madame Pomfrey is...
Madame Poppy.
Miss Piggy.
No, because the voice of Miss Piggy I have is someone else.
I'm sorry about that. I was comparing how you look to how you do normally. How you look now to how you do normally. How long did you spend crafting how you would look, Miss... Mr. Potter?
The Neopet giggled happily at the nurse's slip.
I'll just assume I'm a girl yet. Anyways, I think we spent about maybe 5 seconds or so finalizing everything.
5 seconds? To completely design how your body looks? Are you serious?
The nurse asked incredulously. She couldn't have heard that right. There was no way Harry and Holly could have designed their new body from head to toe in only 5 seconds. Well, it's 5 magical girl seconds. Like, you know how long those transformation sequences take? That's 5 seconds in real world time. Well,
there's nothing left for me in this world.
Well, it's kind of hard to explain, Amethyst said in reply. For the most part, we simply melded our images together, like that one website that shows you what people look like if you put your faces together.
Oh, you mean where I put my picture in and put Val's picture in and somehow we got President Obama as our kid?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, cool.
It was really weird that somehow it changed Steve into a black guy. It was natural, I guess. Things just clicked into place on their own. The only parts of me we deliberately changed are my eyes, hair, nails, and teeth. Everything else is 100% naturally me.
That's right, slurp all the spittle up.
Including my ovaries.
The nurse's eyes dropped to the Neopet's sizable bosom.
Are you really being truthful about that?
Amethyst followed the nurse's gaze and scowled cutely. Someone draw me what the fuck a cute scowl looks like that isn't just a pout.
Yes!
Pout.
Yes!
She exclaimed with a stomp that made her breasts jiggle enticingly. This is like dead or alive right now.
These are all natural, I'll have you know. It's hard to tell now, but Holly's boobs and butt was even bigger than mine when she was full size. Plus, biologically, I'm only around 17 or 18 in this form.
What do you mean only 7-8? He's supposed to be 13. Fuck this story.
I still got room and time to grow, the Neopet finished proudly.
Aren't you pretty much sort of mostly done by that time?
More or less.
Yeah. The pair's audience, which had been silent for a while, stirred to life at that announcement. It turns out they had actually died. They were skeletons now, but it was still cool.
I'm sorry, I don't have the fortitude to even listen anymore.
I do.
Wolf boy.
We have the Roy fortitude.
Hell yeah.
Say that one more time.
We have the Roy fortitude.
Also, I could have just read the next line and just said at that silence, oh, well, no need for comments from the peanut gallery.
Madame Pomfrey told the trio without turning her attention from her patient. I don't want to hear it. Thank you very much. Liz bit back a lewd comment on the tip of her tongue with a sulky grumble. The nurse felt a stab of jealousy when she considered Harry's claim. The former boy had a point, she conceded. Holly was incredibly stacked, which looked rather odd on someone only a foot tall. And Harry still had a few more years of growing up to do. Poppy idly wished she had curves like that when she was a teen.
I wish I had curves like that now.
I think we all wish we had curves like that now. The nurse shook her head. Madame Pomfrey peered at Harry's face once again, this time comparing her face with Harry and Holly's. Now that Harry had mentioned it, and that she was really looking, the nurse could clearly see the resemblance between the three. Harry's young, effeminate features had been enhanced by Holly's own contributions to stunning effect. Their complexions had evened each other out, turning Harry's deathly pale skin to a more naturally creamy white hue. Harry's heart-shaped face had filled out and matured, making her look closer to 18 than Harry's original age of 13. Holly's influence could be seen in her slightly higher cheekbones and small, straight nose. She also kept Holly's...
For a second.
I can't even speak because all I see are the opposite walls of my room now.
She also kept Holly's full sensual lips, though they had lightened in color from the fairy's ruby red to a bright pink, like her pussy.
Yay.
Her eyes and hair were new, though. The girl didn't have Holly's soft brown eyes or Harry's odd multicolored orbs. Wait, what? In their place sat a pair of intense almond-shaped violet eyes framed by long lashes and arched purple eyebrows. So apparently she's an elf. The irises of her eyes glowed softly, as if lit from within. Her hair was neither Holly's chestnut brown nor Harry's purple streaked black. Instead, it was a lustrous mane of light purple hair fading to silver at the neckline that cascaded down to her buttocks. With long bangs framing
her face. I have boobs in my face. Oh, God. Ah!
I'll have what he's having.
The girl was still a teenager, too, Madame Pomfrey noted. The nurse idly wondered what Harry would look like at 25. I see, Madame Pomfrey said a moment later, shaking off the odd feeling that had momentarily overcame her. What was wrong with her head? A 60-something-year-old woman shouldn't eye up her underage patient like that. Especially a female patient. Prude.
Just a side note, the Harry Potter, like, actual books take place in, I think, like, the early 90s, people figured out. So she should have really been growing up in, like, the 20s or in the 30s, not the 40s and 50s.
That's just more proof that the writer had no clue what they were writing about. Was Harry emanating some sort of Vela-like effect?
Siri, was yes. Harry emanating some sort of Vela-like effect?
She'd have to see what she knew about it later. Now it makes a little more sense. At first I thought you meant that you two built this body from the ground up, but you combined Holly's and yours and your features instead. That's right, Amethyst confirmed. We thought it'd be fitting since my mind is a combination of ours as well. The nurse grimaced at the former boy's butchering of the English language.
And her highly contested morals.
Then again, considering that the girl was a mix of two other minds and bodies into one whole, finding the right pronoun to use could get difficult. Merlin only knew, because Merlin apparently knows fucking everything in this universe.
Because Merlin is a real figure in this universe.
I think he's more of a deity, since they're using him like a deity. Merlin only knew what other effects it would have on Harry's young, impressionable mind. Anyways, I'm done taking your vitals. I need you to strip down to your underwear again.
Yay!
Wow, wow.
No, it's not happening, and you know it.
Not unless we start reading faster.
No, now it's David.
Oh, man.
Wait, no, wait, I thought they got sent out of the room. Sent out of the room.
We're all like P91.
They popped back in for some reason.
93. Give me a second. It's still loading the G-Doc. Okay. Fran, Lynn, and Liz perked up and stared eagerly at their mistress.
Oh, this is going to go well.
They had been waiting for that since Harry and Holly had unisoned. The trio licked their lips and settled down for a show with lecherous grins.
It won't if the nurse wasn't there.
The three thought idly.
I would actually prefer you to read it as Sonic.
Amethyst nodded and sat down to remove her boots and socks. She made sure to part her dress in order to show off her legs while doing so. She then tugged off her gloves off.
Rob Schneider is a hermaphrodite.
Ew. Yeah.
The Neopet flashed a teasing smile and two of her staring lovers stood up and slowly undid her waistcoat. She followed up by removing her cloth belt and setting both items on the bed. Amethyst's hands trailed up her torso to cup her breast before reaching the clasp holding
the top of her dress clothes. The Neopet's enhanced nose picked up the scent of Fran Lynn and Liz's arousal. And her smile grew.
Oh no, they're spraying honey too.
There's a time and a place for such displacement, Mr. Potter. This is neither one of them.
The nurse killjoyly growled out.
Poppy was ashamed to admit, but that she was finding Harry's impromptu show rather interesting herself.
Chase your shameless actions at once.
Chase your shameless actions.
Where's the fun in that?
The demigod sighed and relented. She had been getting a kick out of watching her audience's reactions. She undid the clasp at her wrist, and another clasp hidden by the metal band sitting above her waist. Amethyst pulled the Chinese-style dress open and allowed it to slide off of her shoulders, revealing a lacy paper bra and matching panties.
The four watching her sucked in a breath as the Neopet's dress pooled around her ankles.
Her incredibly feminine ankles that were far more feminine than a boy's.
All right, can I just say, my friend just
ankle deep in
my
dress.
Friend just texted me a picture of her newborn baby girl, like born today. Should be a good day. Should be a happy fucking day. No, it's fucking ruined because we're reading this shit.
Oh, make sure you tell them that. Make sure you text back and say, well, I'm reading Marvel Third Grade Kaleido Amethyst by Kitchen 666, so fuck your kid.
Oh, that's terrible. Phrasing, please. Phrasing. The Neopets just pulled around her ankles, which were also a C-cup. Seeing the nurse's dumbfounded expression and the eager ones on her lover's faces, she went for the kill and unhooked her bra.
Hold on, I'm unzipping my pants in anticipation.
Oh, yeah. The garment was swiftly pulled off and tossed onto the bed with her belt and waistcoat. She then picked her dress up off the floor and added it to the pile.
Amethyst stood before
boob
the group.
Boob jobs for everyone.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Boob job. Boob job.
I've never left my bedroom.
Next, no, and the next nose paragraph. Job.
Amethyst, I would never leave my bedroom.
Amethyst stood before the group clad only in her panties. Shamelessly displayed her voluptuous form to them for admired.
For them to admire. That's for a drink.
Okay. Gulp.
So believable. Woof.
Not exactly a mister right now.
What
am I?
It's David still.
Amethyst asked teasingly. Harry's body had been transformed from that of a rather thin, feminine boy to a vision of womanhood in full bloom.
Hey guys, did we explain how Harry's looks like a girl because he's a girl form now instead of a boy? Let's explain it again, just in case.
Wait a minute, womanhood in full bloom? So her areolas were like flower petals and some shit?
Yes, and yeah, also exactly she was a castle.
Oh no.
I'm
sorry, Steve, your sex is another castle.
Okay.
Good job.
Fuck you, Sean! That picture's terrible!
Whoa, hold on. Let's look at this real quick.
To the chat room!
Yeah, that's...
No. Which one? Okay. The first or the second one?
The former boy gained around 4 or 5 inches in height. Her body shaped in a way the nurse had never seen before, being both soft and athletic at the same time. Her limbs and stomach were lightly toned, and she moved with unmatched grace, despite her obvious fitness. The girl had lush curves that were just shy of being obscene. A succubus was the nurse's first impression of her nearly naked patient. Everything about her, from her hair,
a Mary Sue was the nurse's impression of the nearly naked patient.
From her hair to her toes was shaped to entice those who lay eyes on her. Had her wings been out, Harry would have looked the very essence of a succubus on the hunt.
She has wings? When did that happen?
Page 34. She had an hourglass figure with wide hips and a slim waist and a large bosom. Her melon-sized breasts sat prominently on her chest, capped with pink nipples that stiffened as her audience looked on. Despite their large size and lack of support, her breasts showed little sign of sagging. The Neopet's stomach area was flat, displaying her narrow waist and abs. Okay, I did it. I won. Can I go
now?
He
also went into the character creator and put all the sliders to perfect.
Of course. That's what I would do.
Isn't that what everyone does?
I would hope so.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, but at least half the time I make sure to give them a giant rockin' penis as well. This is just boring.
I'm sorry, I zoned out for a second. What's going on?
I'm talking about my giant
Madam Puppy Pumphrey.
Madam Puppy. Wait, is David done?
Yeah, I finished. Yes.
Alright, Brad.
Okay, we're on page P94, right?
Penis 94.
The Neopet slowly turned in place, showing her body off to the fore. Amethyst pulled her hair forwards to display her supple back and panty-clad buttocks. Frank gulped audibly at the sight. Amethyst shot her a sultry smile over her shoulder and made her butt jiggle a bit with a light swat to it.
Roy, hold down the fort. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
She turned.
Why would he give me that responsibility?
So meanwhile, Harry Potter's doing a
strip. Hey guys, hey, until Steva gets back, here we go. Go on.
She turned back around and giggled when Liz gulped as well. The demigoddess completed her turn and faced Fran, Len, and Liz. Madame Pomfrey's presence had long been forgotten by Amethyst once again in favor of the trio's lustful stares.
Just fucking bone Madame Pomfrey already and get it over with.
The nurse choked, her mind completely frozen by Harry's brazen actions. Her eyes continued wandering across the former boy's flesh while her mind tried to reboot. The girl had wide, child-bearing hips that tapered down to a slender pair of legs with dainty feet. A small gap could be seen between her upper thighs.
Sorry, the image of a mind rebooting makes me think of there's another fanfic we've got coming up in next season.
Oh dear.
Sorry, I'm saying too much.
Based on reboot.
No, you would never see it coming.
Madame Pomfrey's eyes were drawn to her thighs.
From her thighs.
From her thighs. Fuck.
That's a drink.
Yep, drinking. From her thighs to the girl's panties. The panties were cut low enough that her lack of pubic hair was noticeable. The outline of her mound.
Mold?
She has mold?
A yeast infection has gotten entirely out of control.
Man, this little joke is way funnier than what I was going to say, that the panties were actually just like a single strip of fabric.
Outline of her mound could be seen through the flimsy fabric.
Hey, how'd it get to do?
The nurse turned to ignore the damp spot forming there to no avail. No, Harry was most certainly a young woman at the moment.
Okay, thank God we've got that figured out.
Yeah. Well, that only took us, 20 pages? Awesome. Yes.
All right.
Is Harry a young girl at the moment?
All guests get to read an extra page.
He's not even done.
Yay!
Okay, after he's done.
Liz let out a wolf whistle, unable to contain herself any longer. The sound snapped Madame Pomfrey out of her daze. Have you no shame, Miss Potter? She shrieked. Amethyst cocked her head to the side and planted a hand on her hip. Shame? What do I have to be ashamed of? She asked. Nothing from where I'm standing, Fran uttered quietly. Len nudged her.
She said it like Hansa. Nothing from where I'm standing.
What's going on here, guys? Len, sex? No sex? Whatever.
Len nudged her in the side with a grin and a nod. The nurse puffed up with indignation. What is the matter with you? You're acting like some sort of scarlet woman, Miss Potter. Show some modesty.
That puppy was now a fucking Yoda.
Yes. Modesty? Modesty. I think I've heard that word before. I can't remember where from, though, so it must not have been too important. Amethyst.
It was in the Bible! The
That should have been a distant yell.
I think Waver mentioned something about it once.
But also, can I just point out that they've been writing a fan fiction about me in the chat the entire episode tonight, and we're probably going to have to read it next episode.
Well, someone archive it.
Okay. Yeah,
but Uriel shot the idea down, Liz pitched in with a matching smirk. Something about it being useless for people as awesome as us. She has a point, the demigoddess acknowledged. The Gorgons weren't much for modesty nowadays. Neither were most of the other women in the house. For people as long-lived, powerful, and beautiful as them, things like modesty were largely unneeded. She certainly wasn't going to complain about it.
Now are you done?
Yes.
Now he yes, done. He's done.
Kunal!
Where are we?
Wait, page 93. Page 95.
Haven't you been riveted by the story so far?
I mean, I totally knew it was page 95. Yeah. I mean,
it was so engrossing, it just, you know, washed over me and I fell asleep.
Madam Pomfrey. Madam Pomfrey let out a groan.
Oh! Oh, Bill! Oh!
You... I have been drinking the entire time, so that's helped. You just... Never mind. Let's just move on before I lose any more of my sanity. What is the purpose of that rune bracelet, if you don't mind me asking? The nurse questioned. Sorry. The Neopet broke her staring contest with Liz to answer. It's a limiter for my magic. I've been wearing limiters since I first merged with myself last year to manage my jump in power.
So I'm also Shadow the Hedgehog.
I'm sure you remember how I was last year, leaking magic all over the place.
Oh, you got your magic in the cup. Magic in the cup, it takes forever to get out. Jesus.
This is true. A metaphor for becoming a woman.
Harry Potter magic, did that again.
Oh, God, it's a heavy magic day. I really need the wide limiter.
Oh, come on, Roy. You could have done better than that.
I could have. I'm sorry. I was put on the spot.
It's a wonder they don't call them magic wands instead of just tampons. You know what I'm saying? Am I right, girls?
No.
You didn't hear it, but there was an air horn.
I heard it.
Why are you looking at me to dignify that with
a... You were thinking it.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Aw.
The nurse nodded along. She remembered that mess and the accusations thrown around about Harry using dark rituals. Well...
Stop posting Miss Piggy in Kermit Roll 34!
Oh, Kermit, put your big... Yeah! Okay, Piggy, right away!
Even
I put my penis inside! Yeah!
I just like that Steve-O's yelling about it.
You know, the vein in my arm is pulsing so much! I can see it from 3 feet away!
Well, it's true, he is.
Kermit in the full leather slave costume.
No! Even she had been rather suspicious of the then second year student. Dramatic increases in magic like Harry had shown were definitely unnatural. No one could gain that much power overnight without some sort of cost. Said cost was standing before her now, Madame Pomfrey mused. I was able to get it under control eventually. Nowadays, I wear one more out of habit than anything else. I did make another jump in my magic power when I gained this form. So maybe I should make a new limiter until I can control it better, Amethyst wondered aloud, reaching for the bracelet's clasp. Madame Pomfrey froze in worry. If Harry was really emitting some sort of Vela-like aura, and the bracelet was keeping her from leaking magic, wait, don't take off the... Click. Bracelet, she ordered.
Unlimited power!
A wave of uncontrolled magic rolled through the room, enveloping everyone in its warm embrace.
This is like Kojima, because it can't do subtlety in fucking metaphor whatsoever.
There's magic everywhere. It's everywhere.
Hey, Vegeta.
Just replace the word magic with fox die, and you're good. Are you done?
No, he's not.
No, paragraphs left to go.
Jesus!
Len and Liz stiffened in place and let out simultaneous moans of pleasure. The sudden rush of their mistress's magic flooded through their link to her. And sent the already horny trio over the edge into an orgasm. I think it's starting, guys.
A single orgasm.
Not really. Just cutting to the end once again.
It's just what happens when you take the limiters off.
It's the foreplay. Fran dropped to her knees from the unexpected release, and Len and Liz had to lean against the wall for support as fire raced through their bodies. That seems dangerous.
I'm on fire.
Those girls are on fire.
Madame Pomfrey sucked in a shuddering breath in the fire, staring at Amethyst with a flushed expression. She couldn't believe that she had thought of the young woman before her as a boy before. No boy could possibly look so perfect.
Or girly!
The way her glorious hair shone into the light, her seductive eyes gazing at her in surprise, the girl's flawless curves. Poppy wanted her like she had never wanted another before. The nurse took a halting step forwards, a part of her mind desperately trying to get her traitorous pottery
Pottery.
Her traitorous pottery.
Pottery.
Oh no.
Traitorous pottery.
My kiln is out of control. Oh. Yeah. Oh, I'm sad.
By kiln, you mean vagina, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Sam.
Again.
All right.
Amethyst. Oh, Sam. Oh, Sam.
Yep.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, Sam.
Oh.
Guess I just let my magic loose a little bit too soon, eh?
Yeah. Okay, page 96. Hopefully this is the last of the inserts, because we've only been recording for like 15 fucking minutes, and my blood pressure has already fucking skyrocketed.
All right, settle down. We can get through this.
No, never.
Do you want me to do Rob Schneider again? Because I can do Rob Schneider again.
You know what? Fuck you, I'll take
it. Amethyst snapped her limiter back on with a disturbed expression and pulled Prismacuris?
Pouty crispy sandwich.
Pouty crispy sandwich out of storage. The nurse looked almost drunk at the moment. Almost as drunk as me at the moment. Giving her a dopey-eyed look. Named the Neo Girl intoned, immobilizing and levitating Madame Pomfrey. She sure hadn't expected the older woman to react like that when she took off her limiter bracelet. Meanwhile, I assume this is Madame Pomfrey.
I have no idea.
What the hell was that? She was acting like one of those idiots who were caught by Decalorus's auras. Oh, shit. The nurse strained at the bindings for a moment before coming back to her senses with a bemused expression. What happened to me? She wondered.
Oh, it was one of the fucking Neopets that was speaking. It's fine. Everybody's a goddamn Neopet. Even Madame Pomfrey. Get your limited edition Neopet Madame Pomfrey from Burger King with a kid's meal.
Who is it that edited the entire fanfiction to everything read Neopets?
That was Roy.
Thanks, Roy. It had felt like something had thrown a blanket over her mind. You can release me now, Miss Potter. She seems to have accepted the truth. Madame Pomfrey said drily, trying to hide her embarrassment. It seemed her fears were right. Harry was letting out some sort of attraction field like a villa. And a potent one at that. She had nearly been overwhelmed by desire once the girl's magic swept through her. Her rudimentary occumency skills had proven almost entirely useless before her patient's power.
I'm fucking done. I thought revisiting this would be a nice trip down memory lane. No!
It's fine, it's fine. We're gonna be fine. We can get through this. Sorry about that, but you spooked me a bit there, the demigoddess replied, dismissing the binding spell and planting crispy sandwich's butt on the floor.
Pouty crispy sandwich.
It's pouty crispy sandwich's butt on the floor. And he forgot that sort of thing could happen. That sort of thing could happen. The nurse rubbed at her wrists, taking a moment to get her head back on straight. That had been unexpected. She had figured that Harry's aura would affect her, but not to such an extent.
His power level is out of charts!
It's over 9,000! What, 9,000?
Madame Pomfrey rocketed off into space!
Looks like Madame Pomfrey's blasting off again!
That's a better canon. There, that's the ending. And yep, then the end now music from Family Jordan. Matters starts playing.
I was thinking the Team Rocket theme.
That works too.
Madame Pomfrey rubbed at her temples. More than the power of the Nero Girl's aura was its sudden, dramatic spike in potency. The effect wouldn't have been so overwhelming had Harry arrived with her limiter off, the nurse thought. It was the sudden influx of power that had caught her. It was akin to wading in a river, having an undercurrent sweep out your legs from under you, drag you, and drag you underwater. That's a bit of a weird analogy to draw of, wow, it's attractiveness. It's like drowning suddenly in a river. Awesome! Just how much power was lurking underneath Harry's surface?
There was an oil vein just hiding under there.
They're just about to strike oil. Ah, we're so attracted! Hump, 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 hump. You know what happened? She asked out loud. I can't do the voice anymore. Amethyst settled back down on the bed and propped her spear against her shoulder.
Prop.
I guess you could call that the family curse. My sisters and I are divinely gifted with our looks, you could say.
Oh my god, rub it in more, please.
That's why I look so pretty, even when I'm in my male form. Anyways, her power seems to act somewhat like a Vila's aura.
Oh my god!
If we don't hold it back.
Okay, this story would actually be amazing if, you know, pretty in male form. If Harry Potter were Puri Puri prisoner.
Oh god. It's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest combined with male bodybuilding. So it seems to act somewhat like Vila's aura if we don't hold back. Even when my sisters completely suppress their power completely, they still put any human woman to shame. I wasn't sure how much of that I inherited that from them. Yes, that's what it says. But it seems I got more than we first thought. Referring to it as a magical effect like Vila's, would certainly be easier for the nurse to swallow than explaining that her tired mind was overwhelmed by the force of Amethyst's uncontrolled divine aura. Her status as a demigoddess was something she was planning to keep under her hat as long as possible.
Your sisters have the same power?
Madame Pomfrey asked. Then why hadn't she felt it when she had met them a year and a half ago? Bum, bum, bum!
Da, da, da.
Page 97.
Next up is Wolf Boy.
Yep.
We're almost done, aren't we?
We're almost...
person after me.
Yeah.
Yes, whatever. Yes, they do, Amethyst replied. Theirs is far more powerful and controlled than mine, though. Hell, Uriel, Medusa, and Stheno were so beautiful that the mere mention of them brought men from across the globe hunting for them to take as wives or slaves. And that was 3,000 years ago. They're a lot older and more experienced than I am, so they can suppress it completely. Good thing they can, or we'd be swamped with guys trying to get in my sister's panties, she grumbled.
Oh, panties! Mildly erotic, okay.
Slightly. Even with their powers hidden away, Uriel and Stheno had far more than their fair share of admirers. It was enough to drive a proper little ciscon, like Amethyst, up the wall at times.
Fuck this
even,
story.
Even before... she finally admitted to herself that she loved them as in a non-sisterly way. Anyways, the effects should be mostly suppressed once I get better control over my magic. I'll just have to remember to leave the bracelet on when humans are around. Madame Pomfrey dropped back into her chair with a groan. Dealing with Harry had sapped her of mental strength. It was just one thing after another with the girl, she complained in her head. The nurse turned her head to look at Harry's friends, all of whom looked relatively unbothered by their master's little display. The three were blushing and smiling, and Fran looked slightly wobbly at the knees. They didn't show any signs of having been restrained like she had been, though.
How is it that you three weren't affected by Miss Potter's aura as I was?
Fran shrugged her shoulders and said, Well, none of us are human. We're all resistant to magic like Amethyst is. We weren't affected the same way you were. Liz tossed a grin at the nurse and pitched in. It's not to say they weren't hit by it. The dragon girl lifted up her skirt to show the nurse her soaked panties and the fluid leaking down her inner thighs. See?
Oh, honey.
No.
Damn it.
No. Just go.
I had an orgasm when I got hit. I know these two did, too. Len nodded her agreement. As did a furiously blushing Fran.
That's not a blush. She got hit by fucking poison ivy.
All of the shameless, perverted actions.
There are daddy!
Are you kidding? Orgasming is horribly shameless.
The nurse's jaw worked soundlessly, trying and failing to express her feelings at that.
She started developing TMJ in her jaw lock.
She gave up after a minute with a slow shake of her head.
I don't know what to say about that, she admitted.
Perhaps we should just finish this another time, Amethyst queried.
Yes! We've spent 40 fucking pages in the hospital!
Chapter 6. We're back in the
with
hospital.
With her face aflame from the girl's blunt admissions. She hadn't expected them to have a reaction like that when she took her limiter off.
Like
you look
hell.
Like you could use some rest. Madame Pomfrey looked rather stressed and wrung out. That might be a good idea, Poppy conceded. I'm not feeling my best at the moment. No thanks to all of you. And I don't want to make a mistake or wear myself out completely. Merlin only knows how much more work I'll have before the day is through. As if to punctuate her statement, a chiming sound rang through the room. Madame Pomfrey jumped to her feet with a soft curse. That was the emergency... emergency alert ward, which sounds like an air horn. She explained hurriedly to her audience. Someone is in serious condition. You are free to go, Miss Potter. Nurse pushed aside the curtains and rushed out to meet her new patient. The four left behind gazed wordlessly at each other for an awkward moment.
Well, nobody's going to use those enemas except for us.
That's a horrible visual image, Steve-O.
Enema party all day, every day.
Well, Amethyst said, let's go back to the tower. The Neopet sealed her device trademark back into her pendant, picked up her clothes, and warped the four of them back to their tower.
Brad!
This could not possibly be a better paragraph to end it on, or section to end on.
I'm sorry, but we need Brad to read.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I gotta be even, man.
Hang on a sec. I gotta refill my drink.
Like, this segment that he's going to read is the
no,
best.
No! You're kidding me! You're fucking kidding me! No!
So I did say that if everyone read tonight, then we'd get to the sex. You didn't take into account the fact that I'm a dirty liar.
Damn you, Roy.
Well, at least there were orgasms, so it's better than what we've had so far.
No, there were descriptions of previous orgasms! It had nothing to do with it!
Stokes dragon panties? I mean, that's...
Oh.
Wasn't that the after effect of
I don't
orgasm?
Care anymore!
Onward! Amethyst flopped down onto her bed and stared at the three girls before her. Did you really come just because I took my limiter off?
Limiter? I barely know her.
Boo. She asked,
shocked and rather turned on by the thought. The only link that was supposed to work anything like that was the one between her two halves. Len pulled the bottom of her dress up to reveal her wet underwear. Fran Gas gaped at the bold succubus for a moment before following suit, revealing the evidence of her own orgasm. Their mistress gulped at the sight. How in the world? I'm not sure, Fran answered, dropping the hem of her dress. When you took your bracelet off, it felt like pure desire and lust was pouring through our bond like water through a fire hose. I couldn't help myself.
Like semen through a dolphin dick.
The three of us were already horny enough from playing with you while Pomfrey was in her office. And then your little strip show, Liz added. Feeling your own need to on top of that, plus the sudden surge of magic, sent me over the edge. My need? Amethyst repeated. You felt my emotions along with my magic when I took my limiter off? The dragon girl nodded. That burst of lust definitely came from our bond, Liz gave her mistress a lecherous grin. You really got off on stripping for us, didn't you? I saw that wet spot on your panties. Yeah, the demigoddess admitted. She definitely enjoyed stripping for the girls, even with the nurse's presence interrupting them. Maybe she should learn how to strip properly someday.
Fantastic.
Amethyst shook her head. She had other things to worry about, like how the girls felt her emotions. Amethyst...
Right, that's what you should worry about right this second, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amethyst leaned back on her hands as she thought, paying no mind to her near nakedness. Her emotions were sent along with her magic, Fran and Liz reported. Magecraft didn't work like that, for the most part. Wizard magic, on the other hand, did. It was how spells like the Patronus and the Unforgivables worked.
I'm sorry, the what?
The Unforgivables.
No, the Patronus and the...
They're both trademarked.
You have to say trademark.
The Patronus trademarked and the Unforgivables trademarked worked. So had her desire mixed with her uncontrolled power and sent some sort of lust-based Patronus spell in all directions? Roy?
You have to reread that.
Fuck you, Roy. Some sort of lust-based Patronus trademarked. spell in all directions. That would explain the nurse's reaction. Alright, I'm done.
Well, that's it for this week of Friday Night Fanfiction.
Yep.
Where'd Steve-O go?
He's dead.
I think he drowned himself in his booze.
Crawling in my skin, this fanfic will not end. Where is all the sex? My penis needs to bend.
Did you say your penis needs to vent?
I heard
bend, vent, whatever. I heard bend it too.
I heard bend.
Oh my. my good night!
Not want to bend.
Good fucking night!
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Mucho Gusto Los Medanos by the Towson State University Jazz Ensemble. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.